I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off the boards, with it is Jensen, shoots it, rebound, score! Olsson! Nick Olsson has put Denmark ahead of Canada with 49 seconds to go in the third.
And that would hold up. Denmark eliminates Canada from the World Men's Hockey Championships. 2-1, the final today.
U.S. won their quarterfinal over Finland, 5-2. And we'll meet Sweden in a semifinal. Switzerland and Denmark will meet in the other. Switzerland eliminated Austria earlier today, 6-0. Today.
Also, the sled hockey, the World Para Ice Hockey Championships are in Buffalo starting on Saturday at Harbor Center. So you can check that out. Tickets. Real quick, since I brought it up. And this page isn't working right now. It says
super duper.
I'm sure tickets are available for that and pretty special event this weekend. You can watch it, usahockeytv.com. Watch the U.S. team play. This is the men, I think. Okay.
Good deal.
Take a quick email real quick. Hey, Mike, longtime listener, just wondering how your BBM 6 fast draft went last night. Thanks, J-Mac. I felt a little rusty, but I think it came off. We were talking about Shakir before, and I don't know if I needed to, but I mentioned the subject came up because I said I've been drafting a lot of him. I'm in maybe 25 drafts right now, maybe 30, that are slow. And one reason why Shakir has been like a good pick in my mind is because of the Philadelphia game week 17, and you've got AJ Brown, Barkley, AJ Brown, Hurts, Devontae Smith, who all go pretty early. And if you have Eagles, you want Bills, hoping that you get to week 17 and that game goes off. And Shakir is the guy in that range. He's the first receiver. He's the second Bill to go. Like, there's nobody. Last year, I think Kincaid might have gone higher than this.
What about Cook?
Okay, that's right, Cook. Cook is like, I have a blind spot. I just never pick Cook. 4-5 range, late fourth for Cook. Allen is like mid to late third. And Shakir is round 7. And then Coleman, I think, would be next, like round 10. And Kincaid has really fallen. There's no confidence in him. I shouldn't say no. There's not a lot of confidence in him. After the first 2 years of his career, just what is he?
Now's the time that he turns that around.
Now's the time, if you believe that, to jump in.
Right.
Because you can do it. Most people are kind of down on him. And yeah, I mean, there's, what would the Bills say? Still young.
Injuries.
Right.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
But that's what the Shakir thing is about. Like, I'm not expecting really any more production than before from him. Maybe he'll just have better red zone luck, right? Four touchdowns and a couple, what were they? A couple were breakaways.
Yeah.
Run after the catch plays.
So maybe he gets a couple of more of those, get home instead of getting caught or whatever. Because he is really good with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you were to answer the question, like, what is his strength as a player, or what are his strengths? What would you say? Maybe that.
Run after catch / reliable hands. I don't know what order. I mean, you got to catch the ball first before you can be good with it after the catch. So maybe hands should precede his run after catch, but I think both are excellent. His catch rate, there's nothing fluky about that. It is weird to me, the Kincaid thing. Part of the Kincaid thing is the failure to really connect with Allen. The number of misses there, uncatchable balls targeted to Kincaid, is it's I don't have it memorized, but it's just when you see it, when you read it, when you, if I had the number to tell
50
you.
50-some percent.
Yeah, it would blow your mind. Like, how do they miss that often? It just, you know, and that doesn't have to all be Allen. It could be Kincaid isn't getting to the right spot at the right time or something. I don't know, but they just have not connected. And that, you know, that's a bigger problem to me than the injuries. And you know, that could contribute to him not getting to the spot that you want him or expect him if he's, you know, somewhat hampered, you know, making cuts or whatever he would have been last year because of the injuries he had. But them not being connected is really tough.
Yep.
You're gonna want, I mean, you need that to happen if it's going to get off the ground here in year three.
And again, to the listener that took the time to write me about the draft last night, just to say one more thing, that was a Bijan Robinson team. Yesterday, we had a guest on from Atlanta, and we talked about how the Bills play Atlanta on a Monday night, so no excuses here, in week 6. Will that be your first look at Bijan Robinson? They do play a Monday night game in week 2.
I've seen him, but I've not really, I don't think I've watched an entire Falcons game. Since he's been there.
Since when?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When do you think? When they play the Bills.
Yeah, with Matt Ryan, and there was that weird sequence at the end of the game where he took a personal foul penalty.
I forget about that every time.
Matt Ryan, some strange thing he and Poyer. Like, something happened, they got penalized, it really cost them, the Falcons. That's probably the last full Falcons game that I watched. In primetime, I've looked at them when they were in Europe and Kyle Pitts caught a touchdown pass the one year I had Kyle Pitts in fantasy.
His one touchdown of the season.
Right, I think... I probably watched that whole game. I remember being, when he caught the touchdown pass, I was on my bicycle in the basement watching the game on my iPad, exercising. And that's a good way that I will watch an entire game. Not that I'll be on the bike for 3 hours, but I'm just saying, like, if I, you know, start watching a game and, like, you know what, I'm going to go work out, I will finish, you know, the game, you know, doing that.
That reminds me of Ian Harditz, because we talked to Ian Harditz about that, like Pitts, and it was against the Jets in London. And he was being covered by a defensive lineman. Ian's like, maybe he should do better next year than one touchdown all year in Europe against a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
But he did go for 1,000 yards as a rookie. Like, for all, as maligned of a player as he's been, you know, the expectations were so high. He did go for 1,000 yards. I think it's not, with Shakir, I'm not thinking touchdowns. Kincaid, you want touchdowns. That's where you want it. If he's not going to be a seam stretcher ever, he's not fast enough or elusive enough or strong enough, whatever it is, where that's not going to manifest in the NFL, okay. But if you can get him 6 red zone touchdowns, or he can become, because they don't, who is that player for them? It was running last year. It's always Allen and then Cook. Yep. Like, they really didn't need to have a go-to. Coleman wasn't it. Maybe he can be it. Maybe Kincaid, but like, you'd like to have an option on, you know, 3rd and goal from the 9, where it isn't just Allen desperately trying to, you know, scramble to make it.
Or, you know, the first thing that comes to mind for me and probably a lot of our audience when you suggest Coleman for that role is fades, you know, jump balls, because he's, you know, so good at that. And he did get the one against Seattle last year, you know, great play. But no, I'm thinking more, you know, for him and Kincaid both, it's, they're big guys. All right. I mean, Kincaid's, I think, even bigger than Coleman, but Coleman's, you know, Coleman's a good sized receiver. You should be able to use, like, some basketball, not jump ball, but like, just, I'm boxing you out. I'm out here from the slot or out wide, and I'm cutting in, and you're just not going to get there. You're going to be trying to stick a hand through from behind me. You're probably going to get flagged for interference if you do that. And I'm really, the play that ends up in a Jalen Ramsey interception is the play I'm thinking of last year against Miami, where the ball's there for Coleman, but he doesn't catch it clean. He you know, bounces off his hands, and Ramsey comes down with it. That play either one of those guys, I'll stop short of saying automatic, but those should be options. I like a play like that way more than just chucking it up into the corner and hoping the timing's right and my guy wins the battle. Let them use their size, their physicality, and ideally their hands. You know, don't wait for the ball to get to your body. Pluck it, and you know you're almost indefensible on a play like that.
With the gloves these days, they should always catch it.
Right.
Those
just went wrong on that one play.
Superhero
of that Miami game.
Alien gloves. Some more names for a Josh Allen comp when we come back. Andrew Filippone today at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.